The supervisors include one, Shimon Walton, who has himself been locked up in San Francisco Juvenile Hall. Walton says he spent a good chunk of his teenage years there.
What they learn is how to walk in formation. They learn how to disassociate themselves with their peers, because in some cases, talking too much or having conversations can get you in trouble. They learn how to sleep on a concrete slab with a mat. They learn tolerance for being on lockdown versus learning how to change behavior.
He and colleagues Hillary Ronan and Matt Haney are drafting a plan to see Juvenile Hall shut down in less than 3 years. A San Francisco Chronicle investigation found that while city spending on Juvenile Hall has been steady for most of this decade, two-thirds of its beds are empty. Ronan took this information to the heads of the juvenile units in the public defender's and district attorney's offices.
I asked them, how many of the youth currently locked up today, and they're 30 to 40 youth at any one time, actually need to be in that confined 100% secure setting? And they both said the same number, about 10.
The supervisors want to set up a task force that would study less restrictive, more dorm-like settings for most kids. At the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice, Director Dan McAleer applauds them.
I think it's long overdue. I've been involved in juvenile justice issues in San Francisco for 30 years, and the problems are the same today as they were 30 years ago. This is the direction the city needs to go.
In San Francisco, Jenna Lane, KCBS.